So I invite you to make yourself comfortable. Spine as straight as you can, feet on the floor if possible. Take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you find a state of relaxation and openness to what will come. Be aware of your body as you sit in your home where you are today. Begin to feel that separation, spirit and body, as your spirit begins to ascend out of and leave your body. As you begin to rise up above your home, above your city, above your state, and rise up into the heavens, into the cosmos, to find the temple of liberation. As you travel through the galaxy, you know exactly where to go. You are being drawn by the temple of liberation. Eventually, you see it coming into focus as you approach. Land in the courtyard. It's just outside of the temple. Over the door, there is a saying inscribed, "Liberation, to set someone free from imprisonment, slavery, or oppression." We are here to be liberated, to be set free. When you enter into the doorway, there are four large doors before you. One labeled physical / body. The next, the psyche and personality. The next is spirit. And finally, divine. These are your four bodies. The one you live in the physical realm, and the other three that travel with you wherever you go. You step before the physical body door and open it. You magically find yourself walking in your neighborhood. The environment in which you live. Make your way to your home, where you reside. You feel yourself in your body. You walk out into your backyard, and there is an open field and garden in which you can walk on the earth. Feel her love and support. And as you walk, you become aware of negative thoughts, feelings, and actions that you have had towards your body, your home, and your environment. Things that keep you from being fully liberated in your body. As you walk in this landscape, you come upon a small pit that's been dug in the ground. couple of feet wide, about 6 feet long, and one end is slightly slanted so that you can rest your back on it. There's a quality of the earth we don't talk about much, and that is her desire to liberate all of her inhabitants by taking away negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. So you feel an inner invitation to undress and slide into this pit. You find it fits just right so that the back of your neck hits the upper edge of this pit. And then there are some attendants who come and begin to lightly but firmly place the dirt back over your body. You feel the love of the earth, the love of this dirt that's placed around you. And you feel it magnetically pulling at the negative thoughts, feelings, and actions that you have had and taken towards yourself over time. These thoughts, feelings, and actions rise up out of the earth and manifest in the form of a black tarry goo that gathers above you on the ground. Feel it coming out of your body. Feel the release, the freedom from these oppressing thoughts, feelings, and actions. And as you look up, you become aware of a bubble that appears. A bubble that comes and hovers over your pit as you lie covered in all this dirt with this black tar coming up out of you. And the bubble vacuums up the black tar, taking every bit of it up and away from you as you lie in complete liberation in the loving arms of the earth. Now you feel the energy of the earth coming into you to take the place in the voids left by these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. And as you feel the energy of the earth coming into you, identify positive thoughts, positive feelings that you will have, and positive actions that you will take to express your full liberation in your body, in your home, in your environment. After this process is complete, the assistants remove the dirt and you're able to climb up, dress, and exit from this room and go into the next door, the psyche, personality. As you go into this door, through this door, there is a pit or a pool in the floor before you, just large enough for you to stand in, with steps going down. Because the water is the element of this part of your life. Water is the element of your personality and your psyche. So again, you disrobe, walk down the steps. The water level is just at your chin. The water temperature is just perfect and comfortable. And another little known quality about water is it doesn't tolerate negative thoughts, feelings, and actions towards your personality, towards your psyche. So as you stand in this pool, you remember some negative thoughts and feelings that you've had towards yourself, actions you've taken against yourself, areas of interest, maybe your astrology, your dreams, awareness of past lives that have led you to have negative thoughts, feelings, and actions towards yourself. You can feel the water pulling at you just as the earth had done before to draw these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions out of your body. Feel them being pulled out of you magnetically, and again appearing as a black tarry goo that floats on the surface of the pool. And the bubble appears again with the remnants of your body negativity and begins to suck up the black tar and goo of your psychological negativity. You feel the release. You feel the liberation from these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. You feel the water replacing in the void where thoughts, feelings, and actions came from. You identify as you feel the water entering you. Positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive actions that you will incorporate into your daily routines in this liberated state. When you feel complete, walk back up the stairs out of the water. A towel is made available and you dry off, get dressed, and walk out of this room and into the next, labeled spirit. Here is where you're aware of yourself as a spiritual being. As you walk into this room, there's a large grate on the floor. You can sense the air moving up through the grate and up and out through the ceiling. As air is the element of spirit, ruach of spirit. And you go and stand on the grate and feel the air moving up from the floor, up around your body, up to the ceiling. You become aware of your own negative thoughts, feelings, and actions towards yourself as a spiritual being. Perhaps doubts about your spiritual awareness, doubts that you are spiritual, doubts of your ability to experience spiritual knowing, concerns that you need some authority figure to be there with you to help you translate your experience as a spiritual being. A little known quality about air is that air does not like to tolerate negative thoughts, feelings, and actions towards spirit. So as you remind yourself of these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions, the air begins to magnetically pull them out of your being, out through your clothing. these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions that you may have had towards yourself as a spiritual being manifest again as a black, tarry goo that lands on the floor outside of the grate. When you feel cleansed and liberated, the bubble appears again with the residue of the body negative thoughts, psyche negative thoughts, and now begins to gather up the negative thoughts, feelings, and actions towards spirit, leaving you again with voids that are filled with the air as you identify positive thoughts, feelings, and actions that you can have towards yourself as a spiritual being. And as the liberation is complete, you leave this room, enter into the fourth room of divine divinity. When you enter this room, there's a large triangle etched on the floor. And at each vertex, there's a fire pit. Its fire is the element of divinity. You go and stand in the middle of this triangle, feeling the heat of the fire. You become aware of negative thoughts, feelings, and actions that you have had towards yourself as a divine being. Doubts of your worthiness, doubts of your ability to commune with divine. Doubts that you even are divine. Questions, concerns, hesitations, as you have striven to understand divinity and connect with the divine, within and without. As you identify these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions, the heat intensifies. Again, as in the other areas, acting as a magnet to pull out these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions about your understanding of divinity. Feel those negative thoughts, feelings, and actions being pulled out of your being, pulled out through your clothing, and again, dropping to the floor in a black tarry goo. Feel the liberating feelings of being free of those negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. As the bubble appears again to vacuum up these final remnants of negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. And as in the other rooms where the void was from these negative thoughts, feelings, and actions, the heat of the flames, the light from the flames, fills those voids as you identify positive thoughts, positive feelings that you will have, and actions that you will take to support yourself as a divine being. As you feel complete, you walk out of this room back into the temple. And there you see the bubble hovering, waiting for you as you walk out the doors to the courtyard outside the door of the temple. The bubble floats out with you. You send it out into the cosmos, where ultimately the bubble disintegrates and all of its contents disintegrate and disappear, absorbed into the cosmic energies to complete your liberation from all of those negative thoughts, feelings, and actions. In your liberated state, you step up and away and begin to move away from the planet on which the Temple of Liberation resides. You begin to move back towards our solar system, back towards the Earth, back towards your city and home, where you find your body waiting for you to rejoin, to reunite your body, psyche, spirit, and divinity. As you find yourself now again as one complete Jacob's Ladder, come back fully to yourself, becoming aware again of your rhythm of your breathing, weight of your body, coming back fully to yourself now, and when you're ready, opening your eyes.